You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
As seen on TV, he's the Birchie Kid. What's up, man?
What's going on, fellas? Happy Friday, as always.
Yeah, yes.
Good to talk to you. So we obviously had some breaking news regarding Laporta. So is he going to have a Joe Burrow-like miracle month early comeback?
I wouldn't count on it. I think we saw Sam Laporta's miracle comeback in 2023 when it looked like he had caved his knee in and then returned to play the next week in that first playoff game against the Rams. I don't see something similar here. He underwent surgery, as Dan Campbell just told us, and he put the odds of Laporta returning at any point, including during the playoffs, at very, very slim. So I think we can all safely say this is a Sam Laporta-less offense from here on out. And I mean, call it what it is, a huge blow in so many ways. I go back to something Dan said about a month ago on our airwaves when he was asked, you know, which players, returning players, have taken the biggest steps this year in his eyes. And he mentioned Sam Laporta right away. And, the receiving numbers speak for themselves, but he was talking more about his growth as a run blocker and a pass blocker. And they're going to miss him in all of those ways. And probably most glaringly on third down and in the red zone. That was what John Morton mentioned yesterday when I kind of asked him where they would feel Sam's absence the most, and that's true. I mean, you look at the way that Jared Goff has spread the ball and delivered passes on third down, 20% of his third and fourth down throws and completions this year before Sam's injury had gone to Sam. And I believe the other 79% went to Amon-Ra St. Brown. So there's a huge hole to fill, and it's going to have to be by committee, but it still won't be the same effect of Sam Laporta.
Obviously, Brock Wright is the guy you would think to get the bulk load of that. However, something I floated out, what about Isaac Tesla being used as the guy who's running the routes that Sam Laporta would run? He's got the same size, well, height anyway.
Yeah, I think if there was ever a Tesla time, this has to be it. And, you know, we've already seen them involve him more, at least running routes and playing as a blocker in the two games with Dan Campbell calling plays. He had sunk to just three offensive snaps in John Morton's final game calling plays. Campbell came out of that week saying they wanted to get him involved more, and they have. The ball hasn't come his way yet, but he has been a little bit more active, a little bit more noticeable in their passing game the past couple of weeks. And I think maybe the most notable thing to come out of last week, in their first game without Sam Laporta, the Lions deployed 12 personnel, so one running back and two tight ends, just once. And they had deployed it before that with Sam Laporta at one of the highest rates in the NFL all season. So Dan said today they don't want to get fully away from that. He still likes being able to use multiple packages, and it's worth noting that they've had the highest passer rating in the NFL when throwing out of 12 personnel this year. But yes, I do think, given all of that, that the stage is set for Tesla to emerge here. And, you know, Scotty Montgomery, who we just spoke with about a half hour ago, Lions receivers coach and assistant head coach, was asked about Tesla maybe filling some of the void with Laporta down, and he made no bones about it. He was like, look, it's time for these young guys to play unlike rookies. They almost have now a full college season under the belt. So he said, you know, we expect these guys, Tesla in particular, to play a more important role moving forward.
All right, so other guys, DJ Reed, Malcolm Rodriguez, Marcus Davenport, Josh Pascal, who's in uniform Sunday?
Yeah, so I think it's safe to say we'll see DJ Reed out there. They feel pretty confident about that. They're feeling slightly less confident, but I still think it's probable that we'll see Marcus Davenport take the field on Sunday for the first time since week two, I guess it was. We will not see, in all likelihood, Kirby Joseph. He was not practicing today. I think he's still slated to return on Thanksgiving. Very unlikely we'll see Therion. He was not at practice in the little 15-minute portion open to the media. He would, I believe, have to take part in a full contact practice or something that resembles that before he gets cleared from concussion protocol. So probably more likely that he gets delayed until Thursday as well. But DJ Reed's return is huge, guys. You know, I go back to the way he was playing before he got hurt. He really was emerging as that number one lockdown corner that they paid him to be. He took Zay Flowers out of that game against the Ravens in week three, and he was erasing Jerry Jeudy in week four before his hamstring went lame. And, you know, when you look ahead at some of these teams the Lions have to face over the next month, the Cowboys with CeeDee Lamb and George Pickens, the Rams with Puka Nacua and Devontae Adams, you're going to want a guy like DJ Reed and Kirby Joseph and Therion back on the field.
The offensive line has been kind of maligned this year. We knew it was going to be an interesting look without Frank Ragnow. The game against the Eagles, I mean, the Eagles' defensive line kind of dominated that. They're banged up. Miles Frazier, we've seen, has been he's back at practice now and working with this team. Is he at all part of the solution to help solve this offensive line, or is he just, you know, part of guys that are going to play back?
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Backup roles will even suit up on Sunday.
I think he could be. I think a lot of it depends on how they feel about Kayode Iwosika's play over the next couple games. I don't think Frazier is quite yet ready to step in. I did catch up with him this week. He's been taking a bunch of reps at both guard spot and right tackle in practice. Dan Campbell said today they're still trying to figure out where they might need him the most, along with where he's most comfortable when they're ready to put him on the field. And those two things might not be the same, so they're still working through that. But, you know, look, Yody did not have a great performance, much like most of those offensive linemen against the Eagles. And I didn't think he was all that great the week before, even against the Commanders. And if they don't start getting at least more stable play from him, then yeah, I think you would look to Miles Frazier to step in there, you know, sometime early December. And if you look at his numbers in college, man, they were really, really impressive, especially in pass protection at LSU, where he allowed one sack and two quarterback hits over his final 25 games at guard. So the same way that Mahogany stepped in last year, late in the year, despite missing camp, despite not practicing until October, and then playing well, maybe Frazier can follow the same trajectory.
And what's the update on Mahogany?
Mahogany is still at best a late December return, okay. At best.
All right. So, holding out hope, we all go to Johnny Next Guy whenever things aren't going well.
I love that guy.
Yeah. Everybody always loves Johnny Next Guy. Jackson
I like
Dark.
Johnny Next Year.
How does it change things for with Jackson Dark, that news today?
Yeah. They don't seem to anticipate the offense for the Giants operating all that differently with Jameis Winston under center instead of Jackson Dart. They didn't get the sense that even if Dart had played, that he would have been running that much, just given the injury he was coming off of. And then given some of the reins the Giants were trying to put on him just to keep him healthy on the field. So it sounds like they've prepared this week for more of a passing offense, regardless of which quarterback played. So, they're ready for Jameis Winston. And this is certainly a game, given the state of the Giants' offensive line, where you would love to see Hutchinson start getting back in the sack column. And Aleem McNeil was playing some defensive end last week for really the first time in his career, the 310-pound defensive end opposite Aiden Hutchinson. And part of that, a lot of that, is due to all of the depth they have now on the interior and Kelvin Shepard trying to find ways to get Tyreek Williams and Roy Lopez on the field in addition to Aleem and DJ Reader. But Aleem said he liked it out there, man. He enjoyed having all that new space to operate. He had kind of longed to know what it was like watching Hutch and Davenport rush the passer with all that space. So, I don't think that's a long-term thing that probably subsides once Davenport and Pascal return, but kind of an interesting wrinkle here 10 games into the season.
You're kind of an ethereal kind of guy here, a little touchy-feely. What's the vibe you're getting from this team coming off the loss to Philadelphia and what their mindset is getting ready for Sunday? Is it, you feel anything different, a different vibe? What's going on?
Vocab points, first of all. That was nice, ethereal. I do think that this team, these players, are keenly aware of the importance of the next three games, those three games being at home, two of them being against pretty vulnerable NFC opponents, and all three being against NFC teams. Aiden, Mr. I don't look at the schedule, I don't know who we play next, Hutchinson, said himself this week, hey, looking at the schedule, we know we're at a point in the year where we got to win now. He went so far as to say that the next three games, they have to go 3-0. I think they will. I think 6-4 turns into 9-4, and the mood around this team will shift along the way. But yeah, this is a stretch that could certainly define the season. And I'll go so far as to say that I think if they come out of this, even with one loss, it's a bit of a wasted opportunity. And I get the sense that a lot of the players here feel the same way.
We just were going over the numbers, the Goff Amon-Ra numbers, that a third of his incomplete passes thrown his direction came in one game last week, and they've already got more incomplete passes, 28, on 100 and whatever it is targets, as opposed to they had 26 all of last year. And they keep saying nothing's wrong. It was just a bad game, right?
It was definitely just a bad game, and it was a game where Jared had minimal time to pass. The offensive line, especially up the middle, got caved in, so the rush was getting home really quickly. Quinyon Mitchell did a hell of a job on him, too. I mean, give credit to where it's due. He looked every bit like the first-round corner the Eagles drafted out of Toledo. And then, look, it hasn't been talked about all that much or all that publicly, but St. Brown is dealing with some sort of wrist issue here, and no, that doesn't impact the play where Jared Goff throws the ball behind him and they were clearly on different pages. But you do wonder, with that drop rate still low but at a career high, if he's feeling the effects of some of that here. But dude, St. Brown and Goff to me is still the most reliable quarterback receiver tandem in the NFL. I think they'll quickly shake off that 2-for-12 showing last week.
Shaking off, he says.
Yeah. All right, my man. When are you on TV next?
Sunday morning, Lions game day live with the crew, Sunday nights, and the rest of the season moving forward.
Love it. Appreciate it as always, Birchie.
See you there, buddy.
All right, sounds good. Peace.
There he is, the Birchie kid. Joins us every Friday for the latest from Allen Park. We'll hear from Kelvin Shepard, the defensive coordinator, straight ahead, what he had to say yesterday about his team moving forward. And we got to pick some games at 1:38 here on Carson Anderson on 97.1.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in, here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Hey, Fidelity, how can I remember to invest every month?
With the Fidelity app, you can choose a schedule and set up recurring investments in stocks and ETFs.
Oh, that sounds easier than I thought.
You got this.
Yeah, I do. Now, where did I put my keys?
You will find them where you left them.
Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.